how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Woo! We so back, Heat Nation! Let me hear you! Woo! Let me shut that off before I get copyright striked here. Heat Nation, we back! 22-point victory versus Kelly Olynyk, Grady Dick, a whole bunch of other white guys that could have killed us today. Honestly, I understand that they did what they were supposed to do today. But they don't always do that, right, Heat Nation? So let's not take that for granted. And I also want to enjoy as many Heat wins as I possibly can because we don't know how many more there's going to be. Your recap of the game is Heat led start to finish, and they covered the spread. Whoops, there you go. And on top of that, I lost all my parlays because I smashed the Kelly Olynyk over thinking he was going to kill Miami, and he did not. But I also did smash the RJ Barrett overs. We knew that boy was going to kill the Heat. He is a notorious Heat killer, not random scrub, but because he's actually okay, I guess. Is he good? Is RJ Barrett good? I think he's better than a scrub, at least. And RJ Barrett tonight finished with 35. He was pretty much the only impactful player on the Toronto Raptors. So we'll go through this Heat box score a little bit before we get into the main topic of conversation, which is obviously the standings talk. So you have Jimmy Butler tonight after only taking 8 shots last game with 0 free throw attempts. Took 7 shots this game with 4 free throw attempts. But I don't think any Heat fan is actually mad at Jimmy Butler after tonight because, like I said, this Heat team was pretty much up double digits from the jump. They were up 20 in that third quarter. I do believe the Heat got outscored in that third quarter by 1. But the game was never really in doubt. So they performed the way you wanted to see them perform. And as Eric Reid said at the end of the game, whether this win ends up meaning anything or not, we got to see what other teams do because, of course, now we don't control our own destiny. At the very least, it was a feel-good win because on top of that, you had Nikola Jovic, your leading scorer for the Miami Heat, 22 points for the guy, 9-18 shooting, 4-10 from 3. He was awesome tonight. And the thing that makes that even better is your second leading scorer for the Miami Heat was Jaime Jaquez Jr., 20 points and 9 assists for your boy. He shot 7 of 15. So tonight was the future. Insert Squidward graphic there. But the future showing out tonight. 20 points apiece for your boys. Actually, the only ones that scored over 20 for your Miami Heat. A lot of it was very easy, though, for both of those guys. The Raptors are not a very good team. They actually have incentive to lose because if their pick is top 6, then they keep it. If not, it goes to the San Antonio Spurs, which is terrifying. Because I saw Victor Wembanyama scored 17 points in a 3-minute span today. Yes, you heard me right. 17 points in a 3-minute span, and he finished the night with 34 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. That dude is a monster. Oh, what is this? Game winner stuns Nuggets. So I saw that the Spurs actually beat the Nuggets by 1. Let's see exactly how that happened. Y'all about to see the reaction this, the same time as me here. For some reason, they got a 12 seconds here. Let's see what's going on. Oh, wow. Oh, so it wasn't even Wemby. We don't care about that. I'm sorry I wasted y'all time with a Graham game winner. Who was that? Devontae Graham. Forgot that boy was still in the league. Anyways, as you can see, there's not a lot to talk about with this Heat game. Really, the only other thing lead-wide is Joel Embiid went down with a little bit of a knee injury, but he did come back in the second half. So for now, we'll assume that everything's okay there. And I guess your other update league-wise is Giannis. He's timetable uncertain, but he does have a calf strain and nothing with the Achilles, which is great news to hear. But moving on for the Miami Heat, Bam, 19.6 rebounds, 8 of 10 shooting for him. Hit a 3 today as well. His 3-point shooting has become versatile. Like, it's not just at the top of the key. The one he hit today was at like the top right wing, and then he also shot one from the corner. So that's something you love to see, because now he's creating spacing all over the entire court. But I also like from him today, he had an emphasis to be aggressive from the jump. He knows he was terrible last game. And what great players do is they respond after a bad game. And he was ultra aggressive from the jump. And really, I love to see it from Bam. I really do. Tyler Hero, I feel like, was pretty great tonight. Also, 17 points, 5 rebounds for him. Only 4-10 shooting. But again, when Tyler Hero can be impactful, only taking 10 shots, that is a sign of improvement. Because truthfully, I've been a little iffy this year on whether Tyler Hero has improved at all. He's kind of averaging the same numbers as last year, but on a little bit worse efficiency. And if that's the case, you haven't improved to me. Now, I will say, second half of the season for Tyler Hero, obviously prior to his injury, he was becoming, you know, kind of a little bit before we got Terry Rozier, but especially once we got Terry. It was a small sample size, but Tyler was starting to become more of a facilitating point guard type, and that is something that I actually really like to see. Obviously, Hero again, 5 assists today, and that's kind of been what he's been averaging, sometimes 5, 6, even 7 assists for Hero. So I do feel like he's facilitating pretty well. He's finding Bam on multiple lobs a game now. He's finding guys on the pick and roll, finding guys cutting back door, and if Tyler Hero can continue to improve his facilitating game, obviously, that'll continue to open up everything for his offensive game. So that is the one area that I can look at and say, maybe he has improved there. And I hope that's something that he can continue to improve upon, because we already know he's a 3-level scorer, right? He's already pretty great at that. But I do like the other things I'm seeing. Caleb Martin tonight, only 3 points for him. 3 shots. Again, none of these guys had to do too much. And off the bench, we talked about Jaime Jaquez. Highsmith got you 9. And Kevin Love, again, he plays 15 minutes a night, but they're the most impactful 15 minutes you could ever get. 14 points and 8 rebounds for him. So you love that he looks healthy after dealing with his issues, because obviously you're still awaiting the return of Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson. Terry Rozier seems like the guy that's more likely to come back soon, with Duncan being a little bit more iffy, because he initially went out with the back problems, came back, wasn't healthy, and now he's out again. So anytime you see something like that, it obviously is a bit concerning, because usually you're out a lot longer the second time, because you might have made it worse when you came back, or you weren't fully healthy, which means that they want you to be 100% before reinserting you into the lineup there. Now, as far as do a little bit of standings talk, so if this is updated here, the Miami Heat have 36 losses. Above them is Philadelphia, Indiana, and Orlando with 35. I'll put these up right here too, so I ain't got to edit in. Every team plays on Sunday. Now, the reason this gets confusing is because there's a difference between like 2-way ties and 3-way ties and 4-way ties. And truthfully, I'm not exactly sure of all the scenarios. This is one of the cases where he could still actually finish as high as 5th. Which I guess I should apologize for, because in my last couple videos, I said the Heat were officially locked into the play-in tournament. I had heard some misinformation. I was completely wrong. So let's get that straight from the bat. but he can finish anywhere from 5 to 8. There's a lot of scenarios, too much truthfully for me to honestly remember or get into. I don't see anything on Twitter immediately. Maybe I'll make another video or a YouTube short once all that stuff gets situated going into Sunday, but it'll be good. It'll really be good. But honestly, I don't got to say nothing else this video, right? We'll see what happens Sunday. That will be an interesting game. I do want to hear y'all thoughts on this Heat team and just overall. Who are you hoping to play in the first round? Tell me that. Would you rather play Milwaukee because they're kind of falling apart? Giannis is hurt. Would you rather play Boston because F that team? Or do you like those Knicks and Magic matchups just because they don't have the superstar? Well, Jalen Brunson is a superstar. Do not get that twisted. But still, obviously, they're not as great on paper as a Bucks or Celtics team. So let me know your ideal matchup down in the comments below. But most importantly, check out my last video. It's one I'm really proud of because it's something a bit different. I did a film breakdown of why the Miami Heat's clutch offense is so bad. And I looked at several plays from the last game versus the Mavericks and kind of broke down their poor spacing and ball movement and lack of getting into an offense quick. I think it was a pretty interesting video. So check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Leave a like over here and subscribe because I'm on the grind to 5K subs. I do appreciate y'all. So peace out.
Look, pull up in your city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own. I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off. Yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Lunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.